From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The coming Trump administration has a long list of planned policy changes. This morning, we thought we'd have a look at one area in particular, what a Trump presidency means for U.S. strategies in space. Joining me to talk about this is Marcia Smith. She's the founder and editor of SpacePolicyOnline.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So in a couple of weeks, we'll have a new president. What sorts of changes can we expect in U.S. space policy during a Trump administration?
In terms of NASA programs, the biggest concern is that he is going to remove NASA's responsibilities for doing Earth science satellites related to climate change research. There have been some comments by advisors to him that that's one of their plans, and that's what the community is worried about most right now.
The private side of the space industry has grown dramatically under President Obama. What do we know so far about President-elect Trump's plans for the balance between the private sector and the government in this area?
Well, I think that there is widespread support, at least philosophically, in both Republican and Democratic camps for private sector initiatives and for NASA to continue to pursue the public-private partnerships that it's become known for in terms of supplying the space station with cargo right now and eventually for crew. The outstanding question is whether or not anyone in the government is willing to become reliant on the private sector for doing some of these things. For example, there's a big debate over whether NASA should continue to build its big rocket, the Space Launch System, or to rely on a private company like SpaceX, which talks about building its Falcon Heavy rocket, and to use that to pursue human exploration beyond low Earth orbit.
Both Donald Trump and the GOP, which now controls Congress, have talked a lot about reducing government spending, and most space programs come with a B for billion attached. What do we know about the future plans for spending on NASA and other space-related programs?
Well, we really don't know anything. That's the honest answer. And you can have a president like President Obama, who was very supportive of the space program during his campaign and throughout his presidency has expressed support for space exploration and space science. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of formulating budgets, especially the stay within budget caps, it's very difficult to make those trade-offs as to where to put whatever government money there's going to be.
Marcia Smith is the founder and editor of SpacePolicyOnline.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.